Now, verse 13. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, Men and brethren, hearken unto me. Now, actually, what James does is he sums up the thinking of this council of Jerusalem. And he puts down God's program for the future. Now, for them who stood there with their nose pressed right up to the window of the opening of a new dispensation, very candidly, they had their problems. There are a lot of people still having their problems with the fact that a new dispensation is opened up. And that this is something that's quite wonderful, that the day of Pentecost brought into existence the church. That's the thing that's important. Let's don't wash back over Pentecost. Something happened at the day of Pentecost, the beginning of the church. Now, apparently, after Paul and Barnabas had made their report, now as they had done to the church in Antioch, they make it now to this group, this first council, that no one else had anything to say. Even the Judaizers are pretty much silenced by what's taken place. Now notice what happens. James answered, saying, Men and brethren, hearken unto me. And he means you and he means me when he says that too. That is, God means it. James is just speaking to that crowd there that day, but God says to you and me, he says, listen to this. This is important. And I think sometimes if a lot of us just listen to God and not do so much talking ourselves, and I know somebody says, point the finger at yourself, brother. Maybe I need to, but let's listen to what God has to say. Men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. Now, if you want it put in a nutshell, put it in the language of Scripture. Put it in the words of James here. What is God doing today in the world? Saving the world? No, no. Bringing in a kingdom? No, he's not doing that. What's he doing then? Well, he's doing what James says here. And he was merely repeating what Simon Peter had said. Take out of the Gentiles a people to his name. So that someday before the throne of God, there will be those out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation going to be before it. And the word's getting out today, friends. Getting out today as it never has before. Oh, I know this opposition today. We're in apostasy. A member of my former church, a very wonderful man of God, came to me one day. And he said, McGee, don't be so apologetic. He says, you know, that Dr. Torrey preached to thousands of people. He went to Australia. He went to England. He went around the world. He preached the gospel. But he said, did you know that he never did have the audience that you have on radio? And that he never went to as many places at one time. Right now, friends, there are people of every color, every clime, every condition, every race, and practically of every nation that are here in this program. And actually, ours is a small network. There are some of these other very fine Christian radio programs that are on literally hundreds of stations. And they're pretty well girdling the globe today, friends. We're getting out the word. Thank God we're getting out the word today, you know. What's God doing today? He's calling out of the Gentiles, people to his name. Not everybody that listens. I just read good letters. That's all they let me have anyway. But I just read good letters. You know, some people write and they say, ooh, terrible things about me. And things that probably are truer than the good things, but my, they're not nice at all. May I say to you, friends, that not everybody's going to accept it. Why? Because God's calling out of people, out of the Gentiles to his name. And I'd like for you just to write that down. Underline this in the Bible. I have it underlined. I have a circle around it in my Bible. What is he doing? God is visiting the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And I'm thankful that he's given me the opportunity that he is.